Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face. Face.
All right. Oh, my COVID, man.
Your COVID,
man. Beloved COVID-19.
Yep. And then tomorrow we all get COVID.
Fuck.
That's our election day souvenir.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we all get COVID.
It's like, congratulations. We had all the voting booths stocked with COVID.
I would rather us all have COVID than this election.
Oh, fuck. Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 283. The one where we all get COVID.
The one where we're politically neutral.
Yeah. This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong delidia, senores. Estoy Matty Ding Dongs.
Matty Ding Dongs.
Matty Ding Dongs.
This is Rhett.
Hi, Alia here, shaking my head. Y'all shouldn't be joking like that.
Which part?
The COVID.
The COVID thing that we're all going to
get.
Not the ding dongs.
She's okay with the ding dongs.
Yeah, she likes ding dongs.
When's the last time you had a ding dong?
I know Ollie had one today.
What?
Shut up.
Yeah, I don't know when I've had that pastry. It's been a while. It's been quite a while since I've had a ding dong. What about you? When was last time?
I don't know. I don't remember.
When was last time you had a ding dong?
I never like ding dongs.
I honestly just like holding them, even. Like something about like
being in the foil pack.
Yeah, the
their
foil
texture,
pack.
It's kind of like the chalk thing on.
Wait,
all that shit's bad. It's mealy.
Aren't those ho-hos?
Because they feel hollow.
No, ding dongs are in the foil pack.
Wait, are ding dongs in the foil pack or is that ho-hos?
No, ho-hos are.
Ho-hos are the rolled cake.
Oh, damn.
Guess but I'm they're basically ding-dong. The same thing.
Matty ding dongs.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I almost don't want to talk about it.
I don't think we should.
I don't think we should.
Yeah, we did that 4 years ago. It didn't turn out very well for us.
No, we're all fricked.
Okay, so yeah, you can hear about that literally anywhere but here.
Yeah.
Go search.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Go get your COVID somewhere else.
Go get depressed somewhere else. This is a show for fun.
Yeah, I guess.
Speaking of fun, how have you guys been?
I have been pretty good.
Me too.
I was off for 4 days, which was
amazing.
Lovely.
Nice.
Best.
What did you do?
I got some projects done at the house. I finished up my roof.
This fucking guy, he's like, I got a vacation and I redid my roof. That's what he fucking does. Just sends us text messages. So this is what I was doing today. It's like,
it's from working different kind of work.
I take great pleasure in.
You look
in,
like you've lost weight.
Thank you. I take great pleasure.
He didn't lose weight.
He's just parting it to the
side. I did a little bit actually.
As long as it looks like he lost weight.
I just want to create the idea in the mind of the listener that he didn't.
Oh, okay. Just keep it going.
Yeah.
I just like doing stuff around the house that feels like productive because
then come pleasure yourself at my house.
Well, I don't make money off of doing stuff at your house.
You don't make money off of your house.
We'll put you on cam and we'll start making money off
so,
of it.
So, because you raise the property value?
Bingo.
Look at this.
Come do it at my house with your shirt off. We'll OnlyFans that shit and we'll cut you in on it.
God, yikes.
Yeah.
We basically had an extended Halloween weekend with the kids and it was super dope. We basically did Halloween over 4 days. It was great.
Nice.
Yeah, I need to check that candy out before I leave.
It's all gone, dude.
Bullshit.
They didn't go trick or treating.
I know Ronnie bought them giant bags. I know how y'all roll.
Trying to
hide the fucking candy in the bathroom cupboard like you usually do. Also check.
Did you guys get any trick or treaters this year?
We never do.
No, but
we weren't at home anyway.
In like 15 years, I think we've got like 15 trick or treaters.
We're in a condo area over off Telegraph, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these people. Yeah. They did on the one hand, yes, it's a really nice thing that it was like as community driven as it was.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if you don't have kids, God damn, what the fuck are you guys doing?
I'm saying.
Like, dude, they're like opening their garages and setting up walkthrough things and like all this shit. And then like the kids are in the middle of the fucking road riding around bicycles and shit. And this is not like a neighborhood.
Is this an old white bitch rent right
it
now?
Sounds yeah, like it is. I'm waiting for get fuck off yeah. my lawn.
No, not even. They're in the middle of a road, just fucking running amok in the middle of the night, and it's mm-hmm. like someone's gonna get hit by a fucking car. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I didn't like it.
Mm.
But we had a good
goddamn Halloween. Kids.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, you would think that no one had any clue. That there was, well, because like all the pandemic stuff goes out the window if it's Halloween.
Right.
That's what I mean.
We brought over our bubble family, which.
I kind of want to slap you for even saying
what's a bubble family?
It's a family with kids that the kids can play with without like.
Oh, being, yeah.
Like.
They're basically going steady with another family.
Yeah.
So they don't get any diseases.
Yeah.
The kids can have play dates. So they're kids. It's like,
this close to eugenics, we're getting them.
Basically, yeah. And so what we did was we just did a little Halloween fair. We made games separate for the kids and whatnot. It was fun.
You're trying to tell me you ain't got no fucking candy in this house.
They're vegans, bro. They're vegans, and a lot of candy.
Give me a payday. Caramel and nuts is vegan.
No, but they got no.
How is caramel vegan?
You'd be surprised, dude.
Butter, huh?
If things have gelatin. They're fucking
can't eat
yeah,
it.
That's hooves. That's hooves.
Right.
Yeah.
Very useful stuff. Apparently, those are the tasty. The hooves.
You know what most vanilla flavored stuff is flavored with?
Bro, I'm white. I know all
my ass. My ass with juice. Beans.
Well, not your ass juice.
Skunk,
but beaver.
The
ass
beaver
juice.
Ass. Juice.
Castorum.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Vanilla's beaver butt.
Yeah, and also I think strawberry. Also, that artificial flavor is made from.
So essentially, if you go to Belching Beaver and you have a vanilla flavored beer, you're having beaver burp and butt.
Sure.
Well, like once again, I'd like to point out like all of the trial and error that went on to find this out.
They had to sample so many animals' asses in order to get that
right. Just and they're right. Like, well, it doesn't work for this. It doesn't work for. Oh, it's great for this though.
Well,
but is the skunk is the raccoon one good for this? No, only the beaver.
What's the one from Wales that floats up? That like their fat deposits they put in makeup. There was a Futurama episode about it.
Oh, whales?
The liver, yeah.
No, it's not the liver.
No. I thought it was just their flubber.
Whale fat perfume.
Speaking of stuff out of animals' asses.
Ambergris.
I really want to try that coffee that comes out of like that little muskrat's
paw. It's expensive.
It's like $80 for a half pound, but like I would savor that shit.
It sounds like a true delicacy.
Do you know what the deal is?
I'm hearing
so
it.
There's this little cat thing.
Looks like a little ferret muskrat.
That eats coffee beans. They force it to eat coffee beans. And then it shits out the coffee beans.
Yeah.
And then they process those.
It eats
those
the berries, it poops out the seed.
Eats the
which
berry,
is what you
bean.
Roast.
What? How does it?
You roast it to that's the coffee.
Like the acids in the
juices?
The acid juice is like really tenderized.
It's all juiced up.
Yeah. It's juiced up.
Yeah.
It's the most organic coffee there is.
It's the same concept of like when we shit out corn. If you filter out the corn, it's actually delicious. The peanuts and the corn that we shit out are super nutritious and really good.
When have you tried them?
Frequently. If I ever have shit that has peanuts or corn in it, I will eat it. I'll filter it. I'll wash it. I'll eat it. It's good stuff.
Your wife's here. Let's check with her. Is this true?
Fuck no.
She just doesn't want to admit.
Fact checker Alia.
She doesn't want to admit that she's eaten my poo corn and that she has my ass pennies in her purse.
I'll admit things. I've dug in butts. Like I've pulled poop from people's butts, but I've never done that for you.
That's true. She has pulled poop from butts.
Segue two. Have you guys heard of this place called The Village?
Like the movie?
No. Fuck that movie.
I thought we were going to segue straight into the movie.
No.
Yeah, they're actually like in a city?
No. I'm just trying to say what we did on Halloween. We went to a vegan restaurant called The Village. It's fucking great. It's really good.
Where is it?
It's actually in North Park.
Mm. Yeah, I noticed you guys hang out in our fucking neighborhood a lot.
You said this before.
You know why? Because every time you post
you
a picture
to,
where you
don't
go
don't you get
anywhere,
to see him every Saturday? What are you whining about?
Yeah.
He wants to see me more.
But then he leaves and he goes home and showers and he comes back to my neighborhood and it's like, what the fuck, dude?
He wants more awkward goodbyes from me.
I do.
You're going to see me tomorrow morning.
I miss it.
Like I said, if the dude doesn't win, you're fucked.
The dude.
You think. I've been putting him down. I've had everybody come through and everybody leaves hobbling.
Yeah. This village place, though, is really great.
So tell me about the village people, though.
No.
The people of the village.
They're not good.
Do they have a police force?
They do. They have police. They have a cowboy. They have a construction worker.
Okay, so they've got pretty good infrastructure.
And an Indian, but that's really regressive of them to do that, even though they themselves are on like a fringe.
Is it a Native American Indian or like an Indian Indian?
It's a Native American Indian.
Oh, gotcha.
Not like the dot on the forehead Indian.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But one of the things they had was this sushi, right? But it was because they have fish sushi, but they had like one with...
That's not vegan.
Right. Well, it's not made with fish. That's what I'm getting
to. Well, you call it fish sushi.
Well, it's like... he does this.
You see what he does? This is what he does.
This is what he does.
No, you're obnoxious.
It was like mango and cucumber, right? But then they had tahine and they had chamoy. So it was like fucking like a chamoy sushi thing. And it sounds like really simplistic, but it was like, it was fucking amazing though. Mm. And then they had carne asada fries, but of course it wasn't carne asada. It was like jackfruit, but it had like the seasonings. Have you tried a lot of vegan stuff?
No.
It's really worth trying. In fact,
we've eaten vegan food often.
We haven't tried a lot, but like it's usually like Ethiopian stuff or like Indian stuff.
I'm actually getting to the point where it's like I'm just realizing there's not much of an excuse to keep fucking eating meat at this point because now they actually have stuff that's like,
oh yeah, for sure.
I could fucking do this, you know? Yeah.
I could do this.
But yeah, and then we came home and watched a couple movies, which I'll mention later.
All right, cool.
What have you watched?
You want to go right into that,
dude? Yeah,
that actually works out great.
That would actually be a segue.
I got to finish one quick thing for work here, and
Start the show. Let me finish this shit for work.
What are you doing for work, dude?
I got to put in this warranty order that needs to go in by 10 o'clock, or else I am fucked.
You're fucking ordering a strap-on catalog. That's what you're doing. Wait, The Wolf of Snow Hollow.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that little video you posted.
Yeah. Yeah, doesn't it seem kind of fresh seeing a werewolf thing? Like, it's like, oh yeah, fucking werewolves. Cool.
What, you mean like Wolf Cop?
No.
Yeah, but good.
No. Oh, you mean like Wolf Cop?
He said it, not me. Well, yeah, what did you say? Wolf Cop was better than RoboCop?
It is.
Oh, Lord.
It is better than RoboCop.
Okay. Wolf of Snow Hollow is, for those who don't know, it's a little indie film. It's debuted on several...
You said it so, like, endearing. Oh, a little indie film.
A little indie film.
It's a werewolf story, but it's got...
a werewolf?
It's got really good
characters. You haven't missed a thing in the last, like, five months that you haven't been here.
She's feeling very graded. She understands now.
She's being graded on right now.
But The Wolf of Snow Hollow...
Is Sleepy Hollow, dude?
A little indie film.
Any
film. And it
film.
Has very good character work. Mm-hmm. It has some really good comedic timing. And it's got a lot of good thematic stuff. The protagonist is like a sober alcoholic. So that was like, I like that. And he was like...
It's very topical for me.
He's sober, but he's like got anger issues and is kind of a jerk. So I like that. And then, but it deals with a lot of good stuff. And then it goes places you're not expecting. Is it like one of my favorites of the year? No. But I do like appreciate the character work and the comedy and some of the unexpected places it went.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's available to rent on Amazon. I've been watching just a shitload of new stuff, like I said, because we're not really doing new stuff right now on the show. I watched one called The Wolf House. I fucking sent you guys like
lots of wolves.
Lots of wolves. That's been lots the, of wolves. That's been the scene. It's actually from Chile. And it's, you remember, does anyone know about the colony in Chile that was set up after fucking World War II, where there was a cult there and everything?
Talk to me.
There's a movie called The Colony about this also.
Okay.
Well, anyway, this little girl escapes the colony, and this film, though, is stop motion animation. And it's like stop motion animation like you've never fucking seen before. Every frame is completely different. The thing is, though, it's total dream logic. Like a fucking David Lynch stop motion animation movie that's in Spanish.
Mm. Ooh.
So,
I like that.
In other words, I loved it and Matt would absolutely love it too.
No.
Would I?
No. He saw all Bija touch of that.
But, no, but it's really fucking good and it's called La Casa Lobo is the original name, but it wasn't available on to stream anywhere for months, but okay. It just became available on Amazon the last month. So, but it's really like for. Even if you appreciated the animation style, the narrative, the way the narrative's told is not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
Hmm.
But Yeah, I've never seen anything like it as far as an animated film. I watched The Mortuary Collection.
Okay.
That's on Shudder. Did you watch that yet, Matt?
No, I haven't. You were telling me about it, though.
Yeah, it's an anthology series. It's the guy who did The Babysitter Murders.
Okay.
Did you say you watched that one?
No, we watched The Babysitter Part 2.
Oh, that's different.
Killer Queen.
Yeah. How was that?
I liked it. It was fun stuff.
Yeah, this Mortuary Collection thing, it's an anthology and it's a really good one. It starts out kind of like, if you look at the poster even, or the promotion art, like you mentioned, it looks kind of like Goosebumps or something.
Yeah, it did. It looks very childish.
And that's how it starts, and then it takes a left turn, and it's actually pretty...
You're too churlish.
Pretty explicit. It's very explicit. And it's got, I'd say two of the four things are really good, and the other two are pretty acceptable of the anthology thing. So it's really fun. It's like, it was a really good Halloween watch. Mm-hmm. I finally watched a movie called Relic. There's a big gap this year where A24 didn't release any of their shit because theatrically or on fucking streaming. So like,
Saint Maud, how are they going to make money if the fanboys aren't jerking off over it?
Not where I was going, but
I went there.
The fanboys, like Green Room, like you're a fanboy or Ex Machina.
You know...
It's there he goes again.
It's different to like one
it's
or
different
two
when
movies.
I like
it's
one or two. It's different when I like the movies.
It's different for people like you and Jacob who are like,
ooh, who know what they're talking about.
Let me just jizz all over it before it even comes out. You too.
If I went and saw the movie.
Well, it's up. It's right in my
face. You're talking over it.
It's going to be like
can you just
on my tonsils.
Can you just listen?
He's showing off because his wife's here.
Hey,
don't you understand?
For shame, Matt.
That's not what's happening at all.
It is what's happening.
He always tells me this mic, move the mic. Happening. It's always there. There. It's right there.
See, look, that's all you need.
It's right there.
Now you're coming through.
Do you ever consider that
clear.
Maybe you're wrong?
No. I do not consider
I've never
that.
Considered that once in my life.
That's impossible.
So they didn't release Saint Maud, and they didn't release The Green Knight or any of that shit because they want to still be able to do it in theaters and not just
stream. Is that Martin Lawrence movie, Green Knight?
Yeah.
Yes.
I got that shit on DVD. That shit's the shit. That's
a weird inflection on DVD right there. But, okay, so it leaves a gap of like, what's the feel-bad movie of the year? And Relic and the Lodge, pretty good contenders for it.
Yeah, I felt really bad after I watched The Lodge.
Damn.
I felt real bad.
Oh, shit.
But Relic is
got
actually
him.
What Relic... Well, he got himself because he doesn't like the movie. But the thing is, other people do like the movie. So well,
those people are wrong.
But that's fine. But they still like it.
But they're wrong.
Oh, my God.
They like except being wrong.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Relic is about... I'm just trying to talk about the movies.
I know. I'm trying to let you talk about the movie. But this guy...
This is what he does.
This is what he does. But Relic is about what it tackles is dementia. A mom in a house. It's three generations of women, and then the elderly lady gets dementia, and that's the setup. And it doesn't even have to do much more of that to be horrific because the way it portrays it is pretty fucking strong. It's a directorial debut from the lady who directs it. But then it does end up getting supernatural. But it's more of like an allegory for dementia itself. If you've ever had a loved one who had dementia or anything like that, it's a pretty damn effective movie. It's one of the better films in the genre I've seen this year. And Sophia, since she works in the field.
Hi, Sophia.
With dementia and all that good stuff. It was very upsetting to her, but she respected the film a lot because it went places. I watched a little bit of Scare Me. So
you didn't watch enough fully develop an opinion on it.
God damn, dude.
Yeah, he can't help it.
You're interrupting me.
You know, I'm fucking talking.
You're interrupting me,
Matthew.
Sir.
Jesus.
Matthew, cop stash over here, shut
our
up.
Our beloved Discord, which is the social media app or whatever that our Patreon has with us and all this
good
shit.
You shouldn't have even said it because he's going to start right now.
I was gonna say some shit. But I just didn't want to do it the whole fucking time. So now. What did he say? He said, just throwing this out there, Scare Me might be my favorite film of the year.
Yeah. I said that pretty much verbatim.
You look like you don't agree.
I watched it for about 20 minutes.
He watched 20 minutes before literally anything happened.
Correct. I do not have an informed opinion because I didn't watch the rest of the film. But having watched Wolf of Snow Hollow, I was like, I need something that hits a little differently than this right now. And then I tried the Cleansing Hour because another fucking dude who lives in Florida fucking on the Discord said that I loved the Cleansing Hour. And I watched about fucking 15 minutes of that before it introduced this interesting topic. And then it goes into the story about the characters and they totally fucking blow. And it has that dumbass from fucking the Nightmare on Elm Street remake that kept making all the faces. So good job loving that movie, dude. So no,
you're not happy about much of anything.
I wasn't happy about the Cleansing. Okay. Actually, I was happy about four movies. I wasn't very happy about Scare Me or the Cleansing Hour.
But you also didn't watch Scare Me, so.
So right, I'll get to it later. It seemed like a high school play, which he said he understood when we hung out. But next week I want to watch His House, which is a fucking movie about Sudanese refugees, which is also a horror movie though on Netflix. One Bedroom, She Dies Tomorrow.
One Bedroom fucking sucks.
It does it?
Matthew.
Hella sucks.
Well, no, I didn't know you'd already seen it.
We saw it at Telluride. Alia walked out because she hated it so much.
Hail motherfucking yeah.
It was bad. It was really bad.
All right. And Sophia refused to watch it because the trailer showed an animal being put in an oven. So that's it
for her. That happened.
And
yeah, I mean, look, you have a couple things that you can nope out of on a movie. That can be one of them.
Sure. Sure, sure.
Eraserhead, though, that's fine.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Now, there's one coming out on the 6th called The Dark and the Wicked that is supposed to be.
Is this movies that you've watched or that you hope to
watch? No, these are ones he wants to watch.
Oh, okay.
He's got his official seal on the paper.
I have official. This is the first and only time probably I will ever vote in my life. So if they wanted to get people involved that weren't, good job. And now I'm back to being disillusioned. So anyway, that's what I watched.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We've just been watching really shitty TV. So we started watching The Purge TV, Purge show. USA Network's The Purge show. Not good. Don't watch it.
Why did you watch it?
Because we watched the first Purge. We watched the first Purge movie. And I was like,
have anything to watch.
How bad could the show be? I wanted to see.
You could have assumed by looking at every other Purge movie.
Part two is all right.
The first one's good.
The first one is good. That's why I said part two is all right. Every other Purge movie.
The first Purge is the only really bad Purge movie.
The first Purge is the only really good Purge movie.
It's called The First Purge.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But yeah, the show, hella bad. But also, we watched the show on Amazon Prime. If you give me one second.
You were watching Monstrum, right?
No.
I thought you were watching
Hellstrom.
Hellstrom, yeah.
We fell off on that. That was not it hit a real bad lull about halfway through.
Okay, because Tom recommended it too, but I think he was only a couple episodes in.
It's not good. It gets
People's willingness to put up with filler is just astounding to me. Like, I have zero tolerance for that shit.
Well, that's kind of what happened. We got to the point where, like, the meat of the first part of the show happened. And I go, okay, well, we've killed the main demon. Now what? And then it just gets into this relationship between the brother and the sister. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I just want you guys to kill some demons, yo.
I didn't know that was a Marvel property also. It's based on a Marvel property.
It's fricked about halfway through. Well, on recommendation from Jesse from Sale of Satan, we started watching Truth Seekers, which is a show put together by the fellas who brought to you Shaun of the Dead. It's
nice. Simon Pegg
and Nick Frost. It's very fucking good. So Nick Frost is a cable internet installer.
Love him in everything.
And he basically has this YouTube channel that he does like paranormal investigation stuff on. And you kind of like the first episode is them going to this house and this lady just cuts her cable, like the literal cable, just to have attention.
Aww.
And spooky things happen in that house. And it's pretty fucking good. So far, so good. Two episodes in. Highly recommend it.
Okay.
Cool. I think that's it. Matthew, what about you, dude?
I watched a little movie called Scare Me. You know, I don't know if you've heard this.
I've heard of it.
I think I'm just throwing this out there. It might be one of my favorite movies of the year.
No, he's already backtracking. One of my favorite movies.
Did I say one of or did I say favorite?
My favorite. Some grand fucking statement. After could, Mutant Blast came
it
out.
It could be.
You got Are you going to get a tattoo like on your leg of it?
I feel like I might have said one of.
Are you going to get a tattoo of your leg on your leg?
Probably not. Probably not. Because there's no like,
I'm going to get a tattoo of my leg on my leg.
There you go. You should get a tattoo of your leg on your leg.
I'll get a tattoo of her leg on my leg.
It'd be smaller.
Well, yeah, but it would have like the... Do you have tattoos on your leg? Oh, dude, that would be great. You actually have the tattoos of the leg on the leg.
That's
great. That would be fucking... Hella
meta.
I like Scare Me a lot. It's okay. Like, you know, like Rhett said, it feels like a high school play, and it kind of does. Like, it really feels like the acting and everything, like, it's kind of a drama performance because it's two authors telling each other scary stories all night. So it feels like campfire tales, and they're pantomiming the stories that they're telling, and your brain is left to kind of fill things in. But at times, you know, where the author is talking and he's like stretching his hand out, like it'll show like a werewolf's hand. So it'll add little imagery to the story they're telling. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's, I liked it quite a bit. Like I was really engaged with the stories they were telling, and, you know, it did have a good bit of tension, and then it had like really funny bits too. I laughed. Actually, really, what
laugh out loud?
Yeah, I actually lolled at quite a few bits of the movie.
Did you raffle?
I didn't raffle. I did loll quite a bit. Mm. I didn't raffle mayo, but I did loll.
Raffle a mayo.
Yeah. Then we watched a movie on Netflix called Cadaver. Mm-hmm. I thought I only slept through the last 10 minutes, but then when Alia was filling me in on bits. Apparently I micro-napped through a lot of it. It had a cool premise. I didn't love the execution. That's all I can really say.
Okay.
About that. And then I think that might be it. We might have watched something. Oh, we watched A Quiet Place again. And
it's so good.
It's so good. It's the first time I've watched it like since it came out.
The tension is so like even and steady throughout the whole movie.
No, I rewatched it for the first time a couple months ago. Because I'd only seen it once in the theater when it came out.
Same.
It's fucking really solid. That's yeah, why it was like, in my top five that year just because it's like...
Having such a small cast with such limited dialogue and still being able to convey the amount of emotion that they did. I still don't know why anybody would have a fucking baby under those circumstances. That just seems like completely...
It's because they're Catholics.
It just seems like a fucking mistake.
Life finds a way.
Life,
you know what?
Finds a way.
Life should have found a way down a staircase. That's all I'm saying.
Sorry, what?
The nail. That scene with the nail.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. And it's like.
And that's what I mean. That's PG-13. It's just so suspenseful. And they,
like, you know, it's coming. As soon as that nail sticks up, you're like, cool. Well, somebody's going to step on that.
Somebody's stepping on
it. Matter of when. And
it'd
who.
Be funny if the monster didn't. He's like, ah, shit.
Oh, this is not cool, guys. And just
this is not how I thought off. This was going to go at all. Yeah.
When the dad points to his daughter before the fucking heat. He lets out that yell.
Boy, he does the I love you. Yeah.
That's pretty good, man.
That's good stuff.
I mean, shit.
She.
What do you think of that?
Well, there's like a few moments.
I really like it.
That we talked about during A Quiet Place that were just like super impactful. Like where I don't know if it was because, you know, of the cast, because it's John Krasinski and Emily Blunt, because they have kids, you know, like that's what we were talking about.
Oh, chemistry wise. Yeah.
What was it, the moment when they're talking, when she was giving that speech of like, who are we? If we can't protect them, who are we? Like, right. And the look on his face, like, it looked like he was like actually like impacted. It was so intense. Like, I couldn't look away from him.
Yeah. Well, that's great too, because like, that's not like, her? And he's like, yeah.
That's just
the universal parent shit. That's not specific to that fucking situation. Right?
Yeah.
Right, Jorge?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you feel? Do you ever look at Ronnie like that?
He hates
like,
his kids.
That's true. I do hate my kids.
That's why I want to go there with this thing. Yeah. How do you feel about Ronnie?
I hate her too most of the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gosh, you guys love each other a lot.
You know when he likes her? When she's at work.
Really, guys? With the pop?
This is what he does.
This is what I do.
Look. What is it? ASMR or something?
I'll just do it. You want some, George? Here.
I recommend you listen to Who Girls Are Podcast eating popcorn.
Open your mouth.
But we won't
it's
be
not
able
to, we already,
it's not working. We won't be able to hear you
we
though.
We already dude, have yeah, enough trouble come over with here the and wreak havoc.
Sound. It's going to be all right.
Why you guys make life hard for George?
It's not the only thing.
I'm just not going to release this episode. That's basically what's going to happen.
Don't say that.
You just make everyone so sad.
Jesus Christ.
Section. Now it's a cool thing in the episode.
Yeah, this is a movie podcast. People are supposed to eat popcorn.
Fuck off, you.
Right. Yeah. Touchdown. Red and green.
Touchdown. 1-0. I win.
I win.
Woo! 1-0. Oh, dude, my kids ask for Wonder Boy on a daily basis. Yeah. It's so good.
Wonder Boy and that Breakfast Burrito song. Your kids are going places.
Yeah, they are. That's going places.
Damn good song. I actually saw a place today that charged $1 extra for breakfast burritos after noon.
That's a fucking mistake.
That's mean.
What, you know what I want to get, dude?
That's mean.
I want to get that fucking El Capitan burrito again.
What El Capitan?
Remember we went burrito down to Chula Vista and we had that burrito down there?
When did we go to Chula Vista?
Oh,
Jesus
we met,
Christ.
We met for lunch?
I don't know.
Never mind. Forget it.
Have you fellers been to El Zarape?
Yeah. Yes.
That place is good.
We talked about this.
We went there on Sunday. It was really good.
Neighborhood. Any news we should talk about, bro?
There's two news.
The theaters are still fucked.
There's a few news that I'm into.
So many news.
Two of them revolve around, you always ask me the question and I always forget the answer.
God, he's ramped up tonight.
One of my favorite directors.
He said you were going to say that.
Neil Marshall has two bits of news. He announced a new movie that he's making called The Lair, and he said it's his return to true full-blooded horror.
It's The Descent 3.
He said it's going to be more in the vein of like The Descent and Dog Soldiers and like his earlier horror movies. Casting now, pre-production in the spring.
Well, good, because that Hellboy movie wasn't very good, was it?
Well, no, it was not.
Have you watched it?
No.
Okay, so I did. So I have heard some things. I haven't watched it because I've been a little bit scared of it.
I don't remember if I fell asleep or what.
I have actually heard that the portrayal of Hellboy by David Harbour,
Stranger Things, yes,
is actually closer to the comic book than Neil Perlman.
Ron Perlman's
portrayal.
I don't care. I liked Ron Perlman's just so much better. It just felt more natural.
Well, maybe the portrayal is, but the film's not as good. So
I don't know. I'm going to check it out now. I've heard some things.
Yeah. And speaking of Dog Soldiers, he said, Neil Marshall being the he there, said that there's now more of a chance in Dog Soldier sequel than ever before. All the people who were involved on it were into it, and they would really like to revisit the universe that they've created. So there's nothing like in the works yet, but everybody who was working on it is into it, and they would like to do the
project. Cool.
Speaking of awesome movies from fucking forever ago, Jordan Peele is doing People Under the Stairs.
Yeah,
producing. I think People Under the Stairs.
That makes sense. Like, because the new Candyman, he was also producer, not director. Same thing with Antebellum.
But I mean, that's pretty tight.
That is pretty tight.
Because I'm excited for his Candyman, and then like, I love People Under the Stairs. We did People Under the Stairs on this show forever ago. And,
people forget that People Under the Stairs wasn't actually a good movie. Like,
I mean, I think yes, you're it wrong. Was.
No. I just mean in terms of like, it's fun.
I don't think you like. I don't think you're on thing with Wes Craven a lot of the time. I just don't think you're on his thing.
I do think that movie could use some retooling.
Sure, it could be a really good update and a good remake. It could, but I think that version is pretty special.
It's okay.
I had the realization the other day.
You like The Serpent in the Rainbow, dude?
Yeah, I love that movie, dude.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. This guy doesn't like that one. He said,
"I own that movie."
What?
Yeah. I have that shit on DVD. I bought that in Dallas, Texas when I was out on tour.
DVD.
Three Bad Jacks.
On tour with who?
Three Bad Jacks.
Three Bad Jacks. Okay, what is that?
It's a rockabilly, psychobilly band.
Damn.
Damn, bitch. Go. Got him.
I guess.
Yeah, bitch.
Got me.
That's what's up. I bought it at a Best Buy. I remember that shit specifically.
You were in a rockabilly band shopping at Best Buy?
I was shopping at Best Buy with a rockabilly band. I was selling merch for that band. I wasn't in that band.
That's different.
It was good stuff. Still on tour with Three Bad Jacks out in Texas. Bought a DVD, Serpent in the Rainbow. Meanwhile, we're the people under the stairs. I realized that the other day. Because we literally live under the stairs.
There you go.
Pretty tight. And then speaking of Clive Barker, we were talking about Wes Craven, weren't we? But we did Hellraiser last week.
We did.
On the show, and HBO is doing a Hellraiser series, and Clive Barker just joined on as executive producer.
It can't be worse than the third movie.
No, we talked about this months ago too, and I'm glad you revisited it actually, because having watched the films recently, like that will lend itself, it lends itself so well to a fucking series, especially on HBO. Yeah.
With, where they can explore the
world.
Yeah.
And the gore, the violence, the sex, like that needs a series.
Let's more just than gonna it. Like stick to the first
the mud, two, the blood, though. The beer.
I'm sure they will, dude. I don't think that it's time to fucking have, you know, CD guy come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, no, we like need that. CD boy and camera face.
CD boy, camera face, and piston head.
Bartender boy. That's yeah. who it was. Bar back boy. Yeah.
Bat boy.
Yeah. He escaped from the cave, you know?
He did.
Couple times. They couldn't keep him down.
They just couldn't keep him you down.
Know, yeah, sometimes bat boys just got to fly.
You can't keep a good bat down.
Yeah.
How old is bat boy now?
Right he's got to be in his 50s by now.
At least. No, they found him in the, yeah, because he was escaping that
he's
cave.
He's not Batman like yet?
No, he's, he is he's bat grandpa by now. Yeah. Fuck.
He was escaping that cave is like at least in the 90s.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah, that's pretty much all the news.
Cool.
Hell motherfucking you.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Let Matt eat the rest of this goddamn popcorn. Kernel. And then we'll be right back. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Crunch enjoy it. Your popcorn.
Go crunch it.
Crunch it.
Crunch, crunch it.
Why don't you have some popcorn, George?
Because I respect the medium.
Not me.
Are you ready, guys?
I'm ready.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Topical.
Oh! No, I'm not going to do it.
What?
I'm just going to yell. Oh!
Oh! Can you do it?
I can't do it.
You got to do the vibrato. Rhett's the only one that can do that. Oh, shit. What's up, fellas? And hey, lady. Hey,
yeah.
How are we?
Have you been same as I was?
Same as we were 10 minutes ago.
I feel different now.
I feel different, more depressed, more broken as a person.
I'm more in a state of acceptance, actually.
Brett's here.
Oh, it's only, yeah.
Oh, Brett's all of a sudden here. Hey, Brett.
What's up, bro?
Can you tell us about Patreon, homie?
Yeah, patreon.com is where the most mentally challenged listeners... I'm just kidding. Sorry, he doesn't like that. No, Patreon.com is where listeners who want to support the show are kind enough to make a donation of a small amount or a slightly larger amount or an even larger amount and help us do the show, which we like doing, which, yeah, that's about the size of it. But if you become part of Patreon, you are privy to exclusive content,
exclusive
episodes. You also get some merchandise every now and then in the year, special promotional.
We got material. A thing that's being shipped as we speak. It's on my way to on its way to my house.
Oh, you gave away the secret.
Do they know what's being shipped?
No. Somebody does.
Something is coming.
It's going to
be good.
It's me.
It's me. I mean,
it's
honestly.
It's always been me.
And also get access to the Discord, which is a thriving community. Of wonderful fucktards like well, all three of us are on there from time to time, and if you're lucky, you might just get into what seems like a screaming match with us on Discord.
That's the easiest place to get into a screaming match with us.
No, but it really is. It's a pretty nice community. In fact, like sometimes I'll go on there more than any other like little social media thing because it's just like, why would I go anywhere else?
Yeah,
when Discord is home.
Right.
Ollie is in another Discord and she just swaps memes back and forth between that.
Literally.
You take one to feed the other. Mm-hmm. I like it.
What else is Patreon privy to? That about sums it up, right?
Yeah. No, you did well.
You get pre and post show audio.
There you go. That's important.
That's
so today's show is very depressing, so don't tune in.
Yeah.
Tune in. Well, because it might be, that's the thing. When you listen to other people being depressed, depending on your temperament, it might be funny to you.
Yeah, you know, it's like when we talk shit about movies that are so bad that people are like, I really got to see it.
Right.
It's true. Yeah. So, talking about movies that we got to talk shit about, the Who Goes There podcast watched a pair of films, one being Deep Rising, the other being Ghost Ship.
These are art house films.
Both art house films directed by Ari Aster, released by A24.
Yep. Ari Aster's Ghost Ship.
Is this a bunch of screaming? A bunch of ugly crying
on the boat. Crying on a boat.
Why is there a boat? Which should we talk about first, fellas?
Hmm.
Let's talk about ghost ship.
Yeah. Place. Okay. Yeah. Good. Yes.
Ghost.
Yeah. Because I want to talk about the swimming ghosts.
Ghost ship, directed by Steve Beck, written by Mark Hanlon, and also Mark Hanlon apparently, starring Gabriel Byrne,
check out this
Juliana Margulies, who by the way is oddly cast in this film.
Not a good actress.
Ron Eldard, who I quite like, actually. Desmond Harrington, Isaiah Washington, Alex Dimitriades, Carl Urban. Does. What? This is what I do?
This is what he does.
What am I doing?
Such an inside joke.
You read names.
I read names in a funny way. This is what he does. Emily Browning, Francesca Rettolini, who is...
you've been sent here to sabotage this show.
Known as Francesca. Boris Brickvik.
Usually sober.
Is that the problem? You're unusually sober? Yeah, fuck. Is this what happens when you don't...
No weed and hopped up on energy drink.
Give this fucking guy some fucking weed, dude.
Real. Alia, what'd you think of Ghost Ship, dude?
It was stupid. I didn't really understand what it was about or what kind of story it was trying to tell.
Yeah.
I kind of wish... when it got to the end, and it was, showing... flashback, right, of all that, I was like, why aren't they telling this story? Why aren't they telling the story that happened in the past? This looks way cooler. Who are these people that we're watching? So lame.
I agree.
Matt, what'd you think of Ghost Ship?
The first 5 minutes, I was very excited and very confused.
That's a good combination.
Then for about the next hour and 10 minutes, I was incredibly bored and annoyed. And then the last,
there's got to be a word specifically for bored and annoyed.
Buoyant?
Boroid.
Boroid.
Yeah. And then the last 20 minutes, I was just so fucking flabbergasted at what was happening.
At the audacity of this film.
Then he got tickled really bad at the end.
I couldn't fucking breathe. I was laughing so hard. When I was texting you guys, I was losing my shit and I was rewinding it because I was laughing so hard that I missed what was happening in the movie. It's fucking bad though. It's awful bad, real bad. I don't know how this is 2002.
What do you mean 2002 was the source of many of these?
No.
It feels like mid 90s. It's like a leftover from the mid 90s.
Especially because I so remember seeing it at Blockbuster, so it feels like it's pre-2000.
It's got one of those fucking early 2000s Photoshop nightmare covers.
Yep.
For sure. Yeah, it sticks in your head.
This was my first time seeing this movie, and I'm glad that I had...
For real?
Yeah, I'm glad.
Shut the fuck up.
This is the first time seeing either of the movies tonight.
This is the first time seeing either of these movies.
Are you fucking kidding me? No. Oh, this is
100%
good.
Serious.
100% serious. This is
That's why this good. Was necessary. No,
this was not good. I had to pay $4 each to rent these movies. I just want to say that ahead of time.
Invest.
I can't even invest in this episode right now. Holy shit, stonks.
Yeah. Yeah, Ghost Ship's a fucking mistake. Total mistake.
Brett, what you think of Ghost Ship, dude?
Ghost Ship is not it's ghost shit. It's not a good film.
Ghost shit.
I have to give that to Coop said that on the Patreon. But yeah, it starts out with an intro where, everyone talks about the intro a lot. A lot is made about this intro. And, as far as that goes, it's pretty effective.
It's got a high body count, at least.
Yeah, it's got a high body count. And it's got this kind of... it's a high concept, everyone dies at once thing. Okay, cool.
Ask him the question.
But then, like you said, I mean, goddamn, the movie's fucking slow after that. But it introduces this huge ensemble with horrible dialogue and gaping fucking plot holes. And this fucking guy who's the badass of abandoned ships, apparently. Right. But then, of course, there's the twist with him later. And it's trying to be creepy as fuck, and it doesn't do that at all. And then it meanders for an hour, and then there's a lot of goofy shit. There's a dude. This movie has the balls to have a dude in the front of the ship rocking out to a Mudvayne song. and
he's
and he's a stereo,
over the closing credits too.
He's such a stereotypical character, with the I suppose he's Latino or something. Because he comes off like a stereotype from the 1940s.
Did you forget what his name was?
Yeah, I forgot. I don't fucking pay attention to what people's names are. This is not Shakespeare.
His name was Santos, homie. Of course he was Latino.
He was like fucking like the 1940s stereotype. And he talks to engines and all sorts of dumb shit. And he talks to his fucking car, which looks like a picture of a some kind of lowrider or something.
Didn't they talk to engines in both movies?
That's what I mean. These are really good companion films. But the end of this movie is just fucking bonkers. It gets to this big reveal and this montage sequence.
Hold up a minute.
In the boring, slow hour and a half or whatever in the middle, there's this great line where she's like, oh my God, I saw the little girl again. I think I'm losing my mind. Okay, let's go.
Okay, let's keep going.
He's like, what do you mean, little girl? She's like, no, let's keep going.
This huge ensemble cast.
It is. That's what's crazy about it, dude.
I don't recognize any of
these
people.
Are you fucking kidding? You don't recognize Gabriel Byrne? You don't recognize
him? He didn't. I thought it was Willem Dafoe at first.
And then that's why I was like, who's this fucking
Irish actor?
I have no idea. Gabriel Byrne, he's a daddy.
That's bootleg fucking Kurt Russell.
100%. I said the same thing.
In Deep Rising. But yep. We'll get that.
Yeah,
later.
We'll get to there. No, dude, this movie had a cast.
I don't recognize
Homeboy,
any of them.
Homeboy from Dexter is in this movie. Quinn.
We know that.
He's the one I recognize.
Juliana Margulies was like a huge actress in these days.
She's the main girl.
Yeah.
A, didn't like her. B, don't recognize her. Okay. I have no idea who she is.
The dude who's like the one that centers the twist around. He looks
and
like
fucking Carl Urban is in this film, which
Carl
is crazy.
Fucking Urban. Who's Carl Urban? That's Dredd, and that's fucking McCoy in the Star Trek reboot, and he's on The Boys.
Yeah,
he's on the fucking Boys.
Nah, this movie is like it is almost mind-bogglingly
bad. It's like when your thoughts are trapped up in a bottle.
It's kind of wild how it digs into how bad it is. It's bonkers, dude.
Well, one of the reasons Robert Zemeckis is a fucking
producer.
So this had some money thrown at it,
like lots.
Very similar. So I think that money to dig into it. But this director, did you see what else he directed?
You sent us this thing.
13 Ghosts.
13 motherfucking Ghosts.
Super in.
I know you are. You shouldn't be. But see, and Robert Zemeckis fucking produced that as well.
I'm in.
So he was on this trip about like, let me throw money at these fucking shithouse horror movies. But yeah, as far as this makes 13 Ghosts look like the fucking Exorcist, though. Like this is just 13 Ghosts is a much better film than this, and I'm not all crazy about that movie at all.
13 Ghosts is great.
Yeah, 13 Ghosts is great. What are you talking about?
We did it, and it's. I don't think it's great. I think it's got some nice design elements.
Did you give your thoughts on this movie?
That's what this movie is horseshit.
No. Let's look.
Okay, wait. So.
But you had to have liked it in the first place for it to be nostalgic.
I enjoyed this film. I know it's awful. But I like it.
So you like it because you're the guy. You can also watch like the TV shows.
The Walking Dead
for
an hour. Yeah, that's true.
So you just throw this on and let it happen. Like, nah, dude, this costs.
Wait, I mean, I threw on Santa Jaws and let it happen. This is very different than Santa Jaws.
I can see that.
This isn't a throw it on and let it happen.
No, this isn't a background movie. Like, this isn't one of those things where you're like, I'm just going to throw on Ghost Ship while I'm doing some housework. Like, nah, this, there's some things that are happening. You're like.
So like, I have a question and it's an honest question that I don't know the answer to.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
Was the ship a ghost or was there ghosts on the ship?
What?
Because like,
that's a real question.
Because the
cover is misleading. No, I mean, not the ship.
How does it happen that the demon shows up on the ship, the thing at the beginning where the cord cuts everyone in half.
Like that looks like an accident.
Which, then, by like, the way, that. That is all fricked.
Wouldn't happen.
Not only that, but the heights are all inconsistent.
Yeah, it cuts everyone at the waist.
It's cutting everyone out the waist, and then like the girl is spared. And
yeah, because it went over her head.
Yeah, like the guy.
It goes up as it goes,
except for everyone that gets chopped up at the waist right next to them.
And no matter how tall they are, they get cut right exactly at the waist.
And it does that thing where when somebody gets cut in half, they're conscious for like,
My suspension of 20 minutes for the opening scene is the least.
That was amazing though, because it was like, you know, people pulling their guts back in. No, but
and so everybody kind of schlups, you know.
So that's my question though, because like later it's revealed that, at least I think, because who fucking knows what's happening in this movie, that like a group of pirates boarded the ship to get gold.
Yeah.
And they murdered literally everyone.
But what's strange about that is it's gold that they brought onto the ship.
Is it?
Yeah, because when they were talking about like the second ship that was in the area, they were like, oh yeah, they unloaded cargo from that ship. So it's like they brought the gold onto the ghost ship and then decided to kill everyone.
Which is a luxury
liner.
Via
poison?
For the gold. Yeah.
Okay, so they're
because why didn't they just kill everyone with guns?
So, but like,
I don't know. They were like muskets back then. So, you couldn't just like mow people down.
I mean, it's the '60s. It wasn't like
who was Cable? Was the Cable a trap? Was the Cable an accident? Like, Did the boat do the Cable? What I'm understanding.
Nah, dude. The thing is, he's already like put it in his head together with that stupid fucking boat movie we watched
a couple years ago. It's hunting like, people, and it's like coming back. Yeah.
Well, it's crazy because there's three things that happen, right? There's.
I was under the impression the boat became possessed.
Is that what? Because from what I'm getting, the gold is possessed. And they brought the possessed gold on the boat.
I can't believe it. This is what I said. I said I'm going to go on the show and they're going to try to explain the plot of this. It doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, I think that's the only thing.
It doesn't make sense anyway.
It does because it's called a ghost ship. And I don't know if the ship itself is a ghost.
It's not Event Horizon. It's not Event
by ghosts.
I think the ship is any place that bad shit happens could influence the area.
I think the treasure's haunted. I think the gold is haunted.
The hearts of men are haunted.
If it doesn't matter, just give him an answer. Let him be satisfied.
No, but it does get over this plot.
If we don't pick the plot apart, what else is there to talk about with this movie? Like,
there's that great line.
I don't want to do a book report about that. Was the second movie. I want to talk about why it sucks.
We got to fill in.
Recount the plot.
Talking about the plot.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why it sucks.
No, it sucks because of the execution.
There is no plot.
Wait.
Yeah, the plot's fucking retarded.
Is the boat sentient?
I don't think so.
No.
I did not get that.
No, because otherwise there wouldn't have been a Quinn character. There wouldn't have been a ghost dude. The ghost dude is like he's the soul of the fucking boat.
He's the protector of the boat.
He's the soul of the boat. Okay, so, the boat is.
No, he's not the protector.
He is.
Dude, isn't there, the whole thing is too, look at, look
oh,
at,
he tried. Yeah, this. You're right.
He's,
he tried.
He's linked to the boat.
Yeah,
so
dude,
it's not even the gold. The guy is the boat.
The guy is supposed to get souls.
Yeah.
Isn't there a more efficient fucking way to get souls? Like, it's so dumb. Like, your way to get souls is to lure them to the fucking,
here's the thing. Look, they're trying to do a lot here. So his name is Ferryman.
He's like the ferryman on like the River Styx.
Exactly. They're trying to do a whole lot. They're doing some Greek mythology shit. They're doing some The Shining shit where it's like everybody experiences the ghost ship in their own way. There's sexuality going
on.
No
wonder
here.
It was
there's
confusing.
Mudvayne songs.
There's Mudvayne songs going on. There's like the
there's
guilt.
A hook fucking going in someone's face with no explanation. There's, how the guy planned it like that.
And not only that, but that I mean,
and then it picked her up off the ground and swung her.
Like, why would you have killed her? I don't understand.
Yeah, she had great tits.
She had a great everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And like he's just like, I'm into this. You gotta die, because like boat.
Because boat ghost.
Because boat. But so that's why I don't think the treasure was possessed. So he's like a collector of souls, but he's tied to the boat. So it's a hell boat.
He's tied to the boat till the end. And then he's like,
But then they destroyed the boat. And then she does an explosion big enough to blow up like a cruise liner. And she just dives to the side to avoid it.
Stupid. Are you dumb? We do that all the time.
I mean, that's how action movies work. And
there's a fifth level of plot that
it's definitely the gold that's haunted because that's the temptation of man, dude.
The Greek goo.
But then, like, why was homeboy tied to the boat? And, like,
he's not tied to the boat. The gold is on the boat.
But he said he was, though.
Yeah, he is
He chose to tie himself to the boat because he was like, this is a great idea. People come onto boats.
Right. That's the, that's what I mean. The pretense of this plot is that he's using this as a device.
Okay. So the boat is just simply a convenient means to an end?
But it's not. That's my point. It's not convenient.
It's not. Yeah.
It's so dumb. The only reason this would be happening is if you were bound to the boat. And he's not. They make that clear.
He did, though, because he did that thing where he went like this. He looked to the side and then the fucking beam hit that bitch. In the head, so yeah, he was connected to the boat.
No, what I mean is like this.
That's
what
telekinesis,
I mean
is, Kyle.
What I mean is not bound like that, but yes. I mean bound like he can't leave the boat. But he can leave the boat.
He did. He walked on the dock.
That's what I'm saying. So why fuck with this boat and get like 12 people at a time?
Yeah, he just has a boat fetish. The plot continues in the boat.
It's all fricked from the get-go because like, is he tied to the fucking boat?
He goes and fucking enlists their help.
And then he goes to this bar and he's like, 10%, 25%, 35%. And it's like, what? Like,
yeah, oh yeah, he's like, I put it out from my mind until the other day. Like I just happened to carry around these photographs of the boat.
Yeah, it's like the worst fucking way of getting sold.
And then they're like the actual worst salvage fucking company in the world. They do zero research on the thing they're doing. They're just like, you know what? Fuck it, dude. I'm going out to the middle of the Caspian Sea and hoping there's a boat.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, this is a boat that everyone's been looking for like 60 years. And it's like, no, it's not.
Mr. Griffin, no.
It's not. I didn't like any of them. I didn't like anybody in this movie at all.
What did you like about the end, though? When she's...
Oh, God, dude. I was tickled pink at the end. Like,
My mom says that.
Tickled pink.
She's from the South, and she says that.
Yeah, when...
when we realized she was going to survive that fucking explosion.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, dude, it's...
Dude, that end is good.
What did I like about just the
like
end?
The badass of fucking abandoned shit right there.
That's why I watched the end when I got here. Because like I had to know if it was the drugs or the movie that was making it so good. And it's the movie. Because like
both
out of nowhere, the little ghost girl that's been chasing her this entire
it's
time.
It's a ghost girl.
Finally talks to her and is like, I need to show you something. And she takes her back in time and... shows her everything that happened. Just like, hey, here's an info dump.
And guys, then, guys, can I ask a controversial question?
She shoots a trigger with a harpoon gun.
Is everyone in the beginning of this film trying to fuck that little girl?
Oh, yeah.
That's a little... Might want to take that out.
I know. Is every old-ass white man... trying to actually seduce this little girl?
And the reason that question makes you uncomfortable is because the answer is yes.
I found myself.
It's not that it makes me. I just never considered it.
How did you not consider
it's
it?
Fucking, it's fucking.
I don't think I was paying as much attention as you.
They could have rented a flashing fucking billboard that would have been more
crazy,
obvious.
Dude. No, man. If a movie's execution is a certain way, I stop paying attention to details like that. I don't care about character motivation.
It wasn't even
it because it doesn't.
It wasn't even a detail. It was a fucking focal point. Like Ollie and I were watching it, and it's the first 2 minutes, and I'm like, why is every old man casting seductive glances at this little girl? Is this a Harvey Weinstein production or what?
Maybe they're trying to say something, dude.
What are they trying to say?
The adrenochrome.
there we go. They're trying to crack her neck open and suck it out.
That's why they didn't kill her and they dragged her off.
Yeah.
They got her all skirred. They cracked open her dome piece.
Look,
the sequence you were mentioning, though, with the flashback, and it gives the big fucking Shyamalan twist. And then she screams and looks at herself screaming and goes, and makes a scrunchy face. Dude, the editing. Oh, God. Editing matters. Again, like the editing. And
oh, my. Somebody from the very told beginning, the so bad. Those cuts rising. Were so fucking
they
bad.
Are.
From that's the
Deep
very
Rising.
Beginning.
Was that Deep Rising?
No,
was
that was Ghost Ship.
No, this shit does not flow at all. And then like the music.
Just like the very intro with the very first cut. Like,
fuck yeah, it's jarring. Like, it's just, I'm just like, you know, the
soundtrack to this fucking movie.
Do you guys remember the music they're playing during the flashback?
It yeah.
It's like beat that's playing. It's like, why are you playing this fucking like funk beat?
It's all doom, stacka doom, stacka doom, stacka doom, stacka doom,
stacka doom, doom, stacka doom, stacka doom. It's like, why? What is that?
I don't know, dude. And I'm thinking, I go, y'all just want to make love to this little girl, don't you?
Dude, they do. The whole time they're trying to seduce her.
It's fucking crazy.
She's the only child in the movie, huh?
I know it's a bit of a meme.
She's literally the only one.
I'm like, this is fucked up. Like, what's going on here?
I don't know if that was a thing that was normal back then.
Why is she the only kid on the fucking
boat? Exactly. I don't know if that was a thing that was normal back then where it's like, oh, my parents live in another state and I'm on a boat to join them where I'm dancing with fucking drunk old men.
Well, it's conservative values, man.
No. Oh, shit.
What?
Okay. that's what I'm all right. Well, that's Ghost Ship. It sucks.
What do you guys want to say to the Patreon that recommended this film?
I mean, I enjoyed watching it. Thank you for your
continued support. What do
you mean? I haven't heard why you enjoy watching it.
Because it's fucking, it's bonkers, dude. Oh, it's mostly boring.
I 1000% did not enjoy watching
it. I liked it, dude. I like watching it. I like being angry at it.
Because I really loved watching like the last 10 minutes. That's what
it is right there. You just like being angry at it. You like
the
squid ghost,
right?
The squid, yes, dude. That whole last 10 minutes.
Yes, dude.
So first, she's like confronting this dude and they have like the stare down and he's like, you don't have the balls. Are you going to shoot me? And she takes a harpoon gun. And with the most fucking insane aim, she hits a trigger like across the room with a harpoon, triggering an explosion, which she avoids by diving slightly to her left.
Swims through the explosion.
And then, so there's an explosion and the hull of the ship is blown out. And I'm like, oh, there she is. She's like swimming to the surface. And Alia goes, no, I'm pretty sure those are like the souls of all the dead people. I'm like, shut the fuck up. And they rewound it.
It's both.
Like, oh my God, there's like 30 of them. They're all swimming out. And this is when I just started losing my shit.
Oh,
and like,
man.
They're flying. They're flying ghosts. They're circling the ship and they look like fish. What the fuck is happening? And then.
Yeah, dude, that closing scene is fucking crazy because it goes so like it just goes so crazy. It goes so Avatar that you can't even really process the fucking thing because there's the ghosts are swimming and then Juliana Margulies is like, I'm gonna swim through this fucking explosion. Yep. And then the fucking ghosts are floating in the air doing what?
They're going up to heaven.
They're going up to heaven. Fuck those ghosts.
Every last one of them, including the murderers. Like. That's why I was texting you guys. That was 100% genuine reaction. Like, who fucking greenlit this? Like, what is happening in this movie? What am I watching?
I mean, to be fair.
What do you... Here he goes again.
No, I got nothing.
See, this, no, this to be is fair, what he does.
No, I got nothing.
See, this is what he does.
No, I got nothing.
What do you think of the Mudvayne song, though?
I think the Mudvayne song was pretty good.
I thought
good.
You were saying it was Static X.
That's actually...
And then it's like, stand alone.
Yeah, that's what they needed. They needed a little bit of Godsmack.
They need some Godsmack in their lives.
Man.
They need Jesus.
As I was watching that, though, I was like, man, people on our Patreon like this fucking music, and that's a mistake.
I like some of Mudvayne's shit.
Whoa. I like Dig. Yeah. And I used to like Death Blooms until we re-listened to it.
Death Blooms.
Oh, Brett.
Space between a tear, death blooms.
It's the space between the love of our lives, death blooms.
But the rhythm section, that's all cool, but I can't. Unfortunately, they have a vocalist, and I can't get behind it.
Hey, you know what the best thing is, though, is like next week you're going to get like that same kind of music in spades.
What do you mean?
Spades.
Because next week we're doing another 2002, 2003 movie that's jam-packed full of new metal.
Oh, God. Well, I could have guessed that from the title.
Yeah.
That's why I said this movie is literally called Darkness Falls. And you're like, so what? I'm like, dude
the guy from Mudvayne goes,
that's not good.
He goes,
like, it's, why is it like?
I've never seen that movie.
He goes, stomach hurts.
You've never seen Darkness Falls?
I've never seen Ghost Ship either. Oh.
Darkness Falls.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, well, we're going to talk about 1998's Darkness Deep Rising coming up. Directed by Stephen Sommers. Also written by Stephen Sommers.
Stephen Sommers. See, this is what he does.
This is what he does.
Hey, name something else that Sommers did.
I will name that in just 1 second.
He did The Mumia.
If you give me a second.
Oh, fuck.
The Mumia's pretty good.
Right. And see how it's got that same vibe?
Yeah, he did what?
He did The Mumia.
He did The Mummy.
The Mummy.
Oh.
Starring Treat Williams, Famke Johnson. Oh, my
Treat
God.
Williams.
Anthony Heald, Kevin O'Connor, Wes Studi, Derek O'Connor, Jason Fleming. That's with a Y, not an I. Jason Fleming, Cliff Curtis. We got problems with Cliff Curtis. Clifton Powell and a bunch of other fuckers who... Oh, no, actually, Digimon Hunsul.
There you go. That's a tight name.
That's a name.
That's probably that that's the black Swahili dude. He was my favorite character.
He's in Blood Diamond. Where is the diamond?
He's also in that movie with Oprah. Give Us Us Free.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
No.
He's also in that.
The movie about the boat.
He's also in Gladiator.
Roots.
They will clean it.
No, that's Kuta Kinte, homie.
Not Amadeus.
Do you remember him in Gladiator?
Starts with an A. What's the one? Amistad.
Amistad. He was an Amistad. Give us free, homie.
Yeah, that's the movie.
Homie. Rhett, what'd you think of Deep Rising?
I had not seen Deep Rising in many years. I remember being quite fond of it in the theater when it came out in 98, and I was stoned and... probably a little drunk. I think I saw it at least twice in the theater because I really like when they get on the jet ski at the end and are like going through the hallways. I was like, yeah.
And then it was like, I stand
Email. No, the movie right off the right. This movie would suffer more to me if right off the bat it didn't take itself particularly seriously. And it does a good job of that. And that's why when I say he did The Mummy, that was one of the, you know, good things about that film as well, I thought, right? Like, it doesn't take itself super seriously. The comedic cues are pretty good. There's that guy that's fucking Daniel Plainview's brother in There Will Be Blood, by the way. His shit was... His timing was pretty fucking endearing and funny. Like, when they're in the elevator and he's like, what the hell is that? And the guy's like, girl from Ipanema. Like, that was pretty... You know, that was pretty good. The monster design is fucking great. The CGI is dated.
Well,
however, the design of the monster itself is pretty fucking good. I'll come back to the guy who did that, Rob Bottin, by the way. Did you see that list of stuff he'd done?
I did. I do.
Did you see that, Matt?
No.
Well, for example, let me just pick out the big ones here, right?
That's what she said.
You'll like it. The Thing. He did the monster design in The Thing.
You know, I think I've seen that movie.
Yeah, I think you're a little fond of that movie. I think it's your favorite horror film.
It's pretty good.
He did the design for the stuff in RoboCop. Total Recall, RoboCop 2. So you have to like RoboCop now.
But, do I?
Yes. And
I see how guaranteed. That
he did the stuff in 7. So the big fat dude who had eaten all the fucking stuff and all that was disgusting. Mimic.
So what I'm hearing, is Deep Rising is a perfect film.
No. The ensemble cast is likable. You've got economy fucking Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
Treat Williams. You've got Famke Johnson,
which, my God,
so fine.
She is so fucking gorgeous. She really is. But that's the thing. I'm like watching it now with a critical eye, like, oh, her body's not, it just doesn't matter.
How old
just,
would you guess she is in this movie?
She's in her mid 30s in this film.
Yeah, she was 34. Yep. Like, I totally thought she had to be like in her mid 20s. That girl looked good.
The parts that would have had lulls, I think, are carried through with the character interactions generally. It's, you know, it's derivative. It's a B movie. This is a B movie with a slightly bigger budget and some CGI. There's one part of very dodgy CGI where the monster explodes at the end that is like a 90s fucking nightmare.
All right.
Do you remember that part?
I do. Ollie, what'd you think of the film?
I paid less attention during this one. I don't know. Maybe just because it was during the day.
It happens.
I was texting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, at least like I sort of understood what was happening, you know, like.
Well, this one, I mean, yeah. Okay, we'll get into it. Matthew?
So fortunately for Alia, we watched the same movie twice because it's pretty much the same movie.
Are you fucked in the head?
There's so many parts
that are exactly
the same. Replace ghosts with monster squid.
Salvagers. No. Whoa.
Yeah.
Jorge, that's one of the reasons I wanted to do these two
films
together.
There's a group of pirates that come onto a luxury cruise liner for whatever reason. There's fucking gold and stuff to be
had. Greed is an impetus for both things going south.
Yep.
thematic stuff.
There's a lot of like, there's a lot of one supernatural, like one same. Not. Like, it's just like, okay, yeah, it's pretty easy to follow this movie because I watched it last night.
But what about the execution?
It was much better than Ghost Ship, for sure. It wasn't. It wasn't.
There's the film.
Don't be angry. Don't be angry about Ghost Ship fucking eating Deep Rising's lunch.
But Deep Rising is eating aliens and all sorts of films like it.
No, and Ghost Ship was basically like, hey, you know what? Like, I had this great idea, and then they describe it, and somebody's like, no, that movie happened 4 years ago. It was Deep Rising. And
it was Deep Impact.
I keep wanting to say Deep Impact. And they're like, oh, no, that was Deep Rising. And they're like, oh, well, let's just change the monster to Ghost. And then everything's cool, right? And it's like, I mean, I guess that's different enough.
What'd you think of the monster?
Monster was tight. I was surprised at how well the CG was done.
There's,
especially
I mean,
when you consider how shitty some looks
there's
now.
There's some spotty. There's some
spotty CGI. Yeah, but for being 1998, like,
and it's not pretty a huge budget.
It's like, pretty consistently good through the whole thing.
There's a thing too. The moment, remember when it spits out that guy and he comes out and half his face is gone?
That's one of the best. That's one of the best things ever.
It is, and that's why. That's when I looked up who fucking designed, and it was that Rob Bottin guy. I'm like, well, that's who did that. Because that guy's a fucking genius with that shit.
Yeah. Well, I've got thoughts about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you can listen to them on the Horror Hijack podcast by Jacob Denton on episode 8.
Fuck, bro.
Yeah, so we did this movie when he already did it. That's tight.
It is tight.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, but the people listening to the show haven't
listened just to that kidding. Look, if there's any question about whether or not I love this movie, you done fucked up. This is a film. This is a Jorge film like a motherfucker.
Yeah, he liked Underwater. Same as Underwater.
I don't really care that the plot is derivative. It's whatever. It's a goddamn giant octopus with fucking sentient tentacles on a boat. Fuck off.
That's why I said it's a B movie. That's exactly what it is.
There's one thing that I wanted to bring up about Ghost Ship, and it kind of relates because it happened in this movie, but it's more forgivable in this movie. In Ghost Ship, it was way too well lit on that boat. For being a boat that's been abandoned for 50, 60 years, like, it didn't fucking matter.
Well, there's a reason why the Deep Rising boat is well lit, is because it was just fucking...
Well, see, and that's what I was saying. It's more forgivable there. Like, they shut down the comms and the navigation and everything. So, like, you would kind of assume that lights would be included with that. But, I mean, it's fine that it's not. But, like, it was a little bright. I was like, man, this movie could really benefit from a few shadows.
What did you think of the cast in this, in Deep Rising?
I did think homeboy was bootleg Kurt Russell.
Which is pretty good. And some good lines. I mean, some funny shit, like on purpose. Like, dumb, funny lines.
They had bootleg Bobcat Goldthwait.
Although
they had Wes Studi.
I like that. Yeah. I like that actor. I think that, like, he's kind of underrated in terms of, like,
I don't know who he is. All
character
he's been in, like,
he's everything. A good character actor.
It's Kevin O'Connor. So he does, like, weird. He does weird shit a lot, and that's kind of his bit. He was homeboy in the Mumia. He was the sidekick. He was in Van Helsing.
Obviously, he was in the Matrix.
He's in Van Helsing because that's also Stephen Sommers. Yeah. In my opinion, that was not good.
I don't think it was like the same guy, baby.
I knew you were going to say you
like Van Helsing.
You like anything with bad CGI.
Thank you. Thank you.
What? When did this happen?
I don't know.
When did you lose your way like this?
No, man. I like that actor. And also, what's his name? So Jacob Denton and I were talking about this film and Virus simultaneously.
Mm.
And we were kind of comparing, like,
good.
Yeah. We were comparing, like, oh, this is a ship that has a demon on it. This is a ship that has tentacles on it. This is a ship that has a virus on it. And they're all not very good, but Deep Rising is the one that wins.
I think we're going to do a movie soon about a ship that has cats on it, right?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, because it was King Sam. He chose a movie called Uninvited. It's a cat.
It's the Alanis Morissette song.
It's a killer cat movie from the 80s where it's a luxury cruise liner and a cat is fucking killing off rich people. So we've got this trope going on a lot right now.
Yeah, so we're going to have another At Sea movie in a couple
Speaking
weeks.
Speaking of which, so I showed Matt, you remember when I sent him the lineup for November? We had Deep Rising and Ghost Ship, and then we have Hocus Pocus and Darkness Falls, and then we have The Uninvited, And then I forgot what we have fourth, but he's like, that looks like a good lineup to me. I wanted to be like, that looks like the worst fucking lineup.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah, we had a theme for October with, you know, old classics and their current remakes, and we have a theme this month of absolute garbage movies. So
no, it looks fun.
Deep Rising is not a garbage movie.
Deep Rising is a pretty good little
It's less garbage than Ghost Ship. That's for sure.
Don't, I mean,
I'm glad, I'm glad he is conceding that.
You're saying less garbage, and that to me means.
I know. Don't be rude.
I wanted him to see. That's the thing. Imagine if the blow wasn't softened by watching Ghost Ship.
Don't like lessen the meaning of the word garbage. Okay.
Exactly.
Like, thank you.
It can be garbage light, garbage adjacent.
It's not even it's garbage, though. I think that's where
there's a term called a B movie, which means it knows it's garbage.
This is a B movie, though.
It is. It's totally like a B movie from the 50s, just like in 1998.
This got a theatrical release, right?
With a jet ski and some CGI. That's what it'd be. It's a goofy ass B movie. It's a monster movie on a boat with some fucking pirates. Like, it's goofy as fuck.
Well, it wasn't
the whole time.
But see, the thing is it wasn't even pirates, though. They're just on a mission that they got paid for.
The tagline is full scream ahead.
That's fucking dope, dude.
Yeah, they're like mercenaries.
And the posters for this movie, though, can I tell you?
The fucking dude on the jet ski with the fucking CGI explosion.
Yeah. So good.
So good.
So, Rhett, I would say that based solely on the fact that it's got a budget of $45 million... It is not a B movie.
Yeah, it is a B movie. That's what I'm saying. I said it's a B movie with a fairly bigger budget in 1998.
Box office, $11 million.
Not so good.
Do you guys know what a B movie is?
He doesn't.
Do you know what a B movie is?
I don't mean the budget.
I know.
Even the Alien, Ridley Scott's Alien, is basically a B movie elevated to the level of an art film. All he did was take a B movie premise, which is a fucking alien on a ship, which they've been doing a long time, and he treated it like an art film. That's why it's a revolutionary
movie. Or a B film is a low budget commercial motion picture that is not an art house film. In its original usage during the golden age of Hollywood, the term more precisely identified films included for or intended for distribution as the less publicized bottom half of a double feature.
Correct. Okay.
This was a main event. This is not like also showing Deep Rising.
That's not what I'm talking about. And you said the golden age of Hollywood. The term was developed. Okay, when they started movies, monster movies, they were all B movies because they weren't Gone with the Wind. There were no big budget monster movies originally. I hate to tell you. They weren't. Look up Gone with the Wind was fucking all that stuff was. Wizard of Oz, like
Gone
shit like
with
that.
The Wind is a monster movie?
No, those were big budget films. The big budget films that were expected to make a shitload of money were not. Sci-fi was niche stuff for it a long, still long is. Time. Not really. Sci-fi is the biggest moneymaker every year almost because of
for the last like 2 or 3 years, yeah.
Sci-fi? What does Avengers count as sci-fi?
Of course it does.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense then.
That's what I'm saying. And what does Star
sci-fi
Wars?
Sci-fi fantasy.
Does Star Wars.
Yeah. Star Wars. Yeah, Park, yeah.
You know, et cetera, et cetera. So well, what
even,
I'm saying
even
is,
not even just beyond that, like all the like the hard sci-fi that's come out or harder sci-fi, you know?
I'm trying. It's funny that you mentioned Jurassic Park because like I can't be alone when I hear sci-fi. I specifically think of like space. I don't think of science, but I think of space.
Well, and
I
you're
know,
wrong.
I know that that's wrong.
You're wrong in that shit.
I know that that's wrong. I mean, it's right there in the fucking title, science fiction. You know,
Frankenstein is like the prototype science fiction fucking story, actually, really, but. You don't think so, dude? I was just looking at you.
You were looking at me, dude, like you want to fight me, bro.
No, but
are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just playing with you. No, but
speaking of which, like in this, yeah, it was in Deep Rising when like homeboy, the Australian guy, is like throwing up in you know, on the boat, and like they're all making fun of him, talking about eating like the elephant eyeballs and stuff, and that guy blew cigarette smoke in his face. How did he not just fuck that dude up?
Why didn't you just fuck that dude?
Well, that's the thing. You blow smoke in somebody's face and you either want to fuck or fight. And they didn't do either one. So, like, I'm kind of disappointed.
Maybe he was just exercising profound self-control.
Maybe he just wants to go jack off in a corner, dude. He's like, this is my fuck response.
Okay. Speaking of getting fucked.
Don't fuck
when Wes Studi died in the mouth of that thing because he fired off the last round trying to kill the guy.
Which I said he should have done. When he was handing him the gun, he's like, don't say I never did nothing for you, or don't say I never gave you nothing. I told Alia out loud, he should shoot that motherfucker right now. And when he tried to shoot him, I'm like, fuck yeah. But and then he didn't have a bullet.
That's a pretty good little
thing. That was great.
Then.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
I wish he would have hit him, at least hit him in the arm, you know, like, cause then like he actually hit him, but he didn't kill him. So then the bullet's like even more in vain.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess missing him all together.
One thing I didn't like was that I didn't feel like the rich old white bitch with the glasses.
Which one?
With the glasses.
He's a guy.
Oh, the dude.
Okay. The dude. When he jumped off the ship and he broke his fucking leg. And then
Simon.
That shit was funny.
And dude, he's all, like I said, that's me in the morning when I get up for work right there. No, but
he was, what's her name's boss in Silence of the Lambs,
that's right
by
after
the way.
Leg day.
Ah, Clarice.
Clarice's boss.
Yeah, he didn't get it bad enough. He didn't, you know, he got the leg thing and then he's like all happy, like he's getting away. And then he's trying to control the ship and it blows up. Like, him blowing up is not a good enough death for that motherfucker.
He needed something slow.
He needs to be half digested.
Why did the Native American get half digested?
He's not Native American. I'm sorry. He's Maori.
And see, if he would have just like...
Did Native Maori get half digested like Boba Fett in the Sarlacc pit? But
if he would have just dived into the water,
he
would have been fine.
Explosion.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, yeah.
I guess maybe that's how the homegirl from Ghost Ship learned that.
My favorite shit is when homeboy is like rocketing through these hallways on a fucking jet ski.
That's what I'm talking about.
Dude, I'm like, bro.
That's 1998. That's peak 98.
You're out running an explosion on a jet ski. Super in.
Alia brought up a good point during that scene. She's like, it feels like they made this movie just so they could make a fucking ride. And that was it. Like, you know, back in the day, like, they made He-Man just to sell toys. It's like they made Deep Rising just so they could make, like, a jet ski ride at Universal or something.
Did they?
No, but it would be tight as fuck.
I was going to say, that'd be a good point.
And I was like, yeah, that'd be a tight-ass ride, though. And it had, like, little hallways with, like, little buoys set up. So that was pretty cool. I did like that.
She's like, yeah, that was a good point.
That was a fun part. And then that fucking guy wouldn't die, the annoying nasally guy. I really wanted him to die.
Which one?
The one
with the hot wife?
Yeah. Oh, she was so fine.
She was fine.
She looked like Hwasa from Mamamoo. Ooh.
An old-fashioned B-movie with A-budget effects.
You're an old-fashioned
But the
D-movie.
Quality sheen can't disguise the cheap thrills hokum. What the fuck is hokum?
No, but... Hokum Pokum. It's a movie with three witch sisters.
I guess. But
but they all fucked.
Yeah, we're gonna watch that.
Oh, we should watch. You know what we should watch, dude? What's the Jack Nicholson witch movie?
Witches of Eastwick.
We should fucking watch Witches of Eastwick.
I have it on DVD. I've never watched it.
Man. You've never watched Witches of Eastwick?
Oh, dude.
We gotta do that.
No, yeah, though. But yeah,
let's do the Witches of Eastwick with the witches. With practical magic.
No,
with
the craft. No more multiple movies.
What do you mean no more multiple movies?
How are you going to make a craft four movie remake? Stop.
I was just kidding about that.
We got to do the craft in its remake. We got to do the witches in its remake.
That's a good idea.
The witches we got to do Tremors in its
remake. By the
remake.
Way, I didn't know when we were talking about the witches a couple weeks ago, I hadn't looked up shit about it. I figured it was a Disney Plus. It's HBO Max.
Yeah.
Which is like, what? Did you see who directed it?
No, but I saw who starred in it.
His name's coming up again. Robert Zemeckis. The motherfucker who once directed the Back to the Future trilogy.
Forrest Gump.
And Forrest Gump and Roger Rabbit. Like, what the fuck is he doing? What is he doing?
He's directing Roald Dahl remakes.
Yeah. He's making money.
Yeah. Oh, because Back to the Future and Forrest Gump made no money.
Yeah, but he ain't been doing shit for a while. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to make some money on some old ideas.
He did Flight with Denzel Washington a few years ago, and that was pretty tight.
It was pretty tight. All right, well, that's Deep Rising. I loved it.
Do you, though?
It was all right.
No, I actually do.
Yeah, it's a lot better than it could have been. Put it that way.
Better than it could have been? It's a lot worse than it could have been, too. It could have been the best movie ever made, and it wasn't.
Okay,
for a movie
don't
with
be silly.
A $40 million plot that failed miserably in box office because it made $11 million,
it was never going to be.
Yeah, it's sat like It's games.
And then that final scene with that goddamn full size octopus monster. I'm like super fucking in.
Okay, but what do you think of the explosion when it blows up and the pieces are like each blue screened in their own CGI nightmare?
I'm in.
That part I was not.
I'm in. I'm expecting Juliana Margulies to like dive to the left.
Yep. Just dive to the left.
You know what else too though? I liked it by the end of the movie, like Treat Williams. It was
over.
Tret. Oh. Is it Treat or Tret?
It's spelled Treat.
It's Tret.
Economy Kurt Russell and like I am so down for them to fuck, you know? I just want to see.
Wait, who?
Economy oh, fucking.
Yeah, so I had a thought about that too, because they're like, I forgot, they're on the fucking island. And then he's just like, yeah, so it looks like we're just on this island. And she goes up and just gives him this kiss. And I'm like, oh yeah, another movie where like a 30-year-old chick is making out with like a 60-year-old dude.
I mean, you know, when in Rome.
The norm in Hollywood, yeah.
Any port in a storm.
When in Rome, adrenochrome.
When in Rome, fucking adrenochrome. That's all you got
to
do.
Well, that's a lot better than the old dudes trying to get with the chicken ghost ship, decidedly. Mm,
well, yeah, because 30 is not 12.
One of those girls has been through puberty. The other one has not.
So that's kind of like a good metaphor for how much better this film is than Ghost Ship. Ghost
exactly.
Ship, the there's really elderly men trying to get with a 12-year-old.
It's creepy. Creepy versus absolutely disgusting.
In one movie, they're trying to fuck Famke. In one movie, they're trying to fuck a 12-year-old. So, you know.
Which one are you going to choose?
Yeah.
Choose your own adventure. Disgusting.
Is that how you pronounce her name?
I like that everybody dies in the end, essentially, though, right? Yeah. Like, because that's a giant fucking monster. Like,
yeah.
That was huge. It was like knocking over trees and shit. Question. Oh, and I said from the very beginning that it was the fucking, what did I say? It was an elephants because they're on Lost Island and then they ended up on that fucking island.
It was Lost Island. So was this meant to be part of a franchise?
I think Stephen Sommers, the writer director, had an idea for that, but obviously, you know, it didn't make back its budget.
Yeah, because once they got to the island, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm way more into this. Like, what's going on this island? There's like a volcano going on. Because
by that time, we were watching Lost, right? Yeah. Like 2002 was what? The beginning of Lost?
Well, 98. This is 98, though, for Deep Rising.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, Lost was...
When was the writer's strike? Because that was like season 4.
I think it's cool, though, that even though this didn't make back its budget initially, it developed kind of a cult following by this point.
Yeah,
studios gave him enough, they had enough confidence in the guy to give him the mummy, let him do the mummy, and those were big successes.
I unironically really like this movie. I think it's really fun, and I think that despite its, like, shortcomings in terms of plot and, you know, the visual effects by now are kind of weak, I'm still, like, when I see Deep Rising come up on any, like... thing that I can watch it, I'm watching it.
Why is it called Deep Rising?
Because the deep
rose rising, up from the deep. Dude.
That's pretty good. That's about it, huh?
That's it. What more do you want?
I don't know. Something.
You want to get fricked by an octopus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read that fanfic.
Me too.
Why did you say fricked?
Because he's trying not to cuss because he's got kids now, dude.
That's true, dude.
Fucking asleep, dude.
I really hope not.
They're freaking asleep, dude.
Oh,
thank you. All right. Well, that's the Who Goes Her podcast for Deep Rising, not Deep Impact, which I also I'm going to watch next.
That's not a good movie. Deep Impact and Armageddon.
Yeah.
Aren't they like
Volcano
the same movie?
And Dante's Peak.
Yep.
Fuck.
Dude, what is that about?
It's horrible.
The late 90s or the early 2000s.
I'll tell you
what is that shit?
Hadron Collider multiverse bullshit fucking with us. I'm telling you. I'm telling you that's what it is.
Because we had...
the studio's like, oh, we're making our own volcano movie. Oh, just a coincidence. Bullshit.
It isn't. Yeah, they know.
Well, something's up.
All right.
Well, I just think it's so stupid. They're that competitive. They're like, well, I heard they're making a volcano movie across town. The executives are that tone deaf. They're like, oh, well, I guess we got to make a volcano movie. Is that what happens? Dante's Peak.
Look into the history of like Pixar and Disney. That's exactly what happens.
I got to think that sort of thing happens when like there's a script that comes across somebody's desk and it's like, oh, this is a movie about a volcano. Well, this one's about Dante's Peak.
It's just like not a really high concept premise. Yeah. It's just a volcano.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
All right. Well, that's Who Goes Our Podcast for episode 283.
Is there any natural disaster that didn't get its own movie by now?
No, we've got snow. We've got floods. We've got volcanoes.
We've got the towering inferno.
Tornadoes.
We've got mad earthquake
movies.
We've got
tornadoes.
Asteroids.
We've got earthquakes.
We've got 2012, dude, which has all of the above.
Yeah.
That's all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Asteroids.
Yeah.
Asteroid. Deep. Not deep impact, but that is
that deep, is deep impact.
And also Armageddon. What's going on over there? All right, that's it. This is Jorge signing out.
Estoy Mati Ding Dongs.
Estoy Mati Ding Dongs?
Yeah.
Adios. Yo estoy con Mati Ding Dongs.
That's even better grammar. Thank you.
I'm only temporarily Mati Ding Dongs. Someday someone will answer, and I will be Mati Hello. That doesn't make any sense.
You're so stupid. Goddamn.
Bye.
That's Brett.
Bye, right. Sophia.
Bye, Sophia.
She liked Deep Rising, by the way.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.